from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more decisions on the migrant crisis. The United States said Thursday it will accept at least 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming year. A White House spokesman says the U.S. will also increase its humanitarian assistance for those fleeing the violence in Syria.
The president has directed his team to consider how we can further scale up our response.
Meanwhile, the European Parliament overwhelmingly voted to support a call by European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker for country-by-country mandatory refugee quotas over the next 2 years. Romania rejected the quota plan, saying there is no way it would agree to take in as many asylum seekers as Juncker wants. The U.S. Senate on Thursday failed to pass a Republican resolution that would have blocked the nuclear agreement between Iran and six other nations. Six votes were needed for it to pass, but the measure to reject the accord got 58 votes in favor, 42 against. President Barack Obama now has the go-ahead to sign the agreement, but Republican House Speaker John Boehner said Thursday the fight to stop the agreement from taking effect will continue. Rebels killed 56 Syrian soldiers in an assault on a government airbase in Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the soldiers were either killed during the capture of the base or afterward. The observatory said 40 soldiers were taken prisoner and dozens of others are missing. The fossilized bones of 15 members of an ancient species believed related to humans have been discovered in a cave in South Africa. The hominid, described as a new species of humans, has been named Rising Star after the cave where the bones were found. This is VOA News. A former staffer who helped set up the private email server for Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State has refused to answer questions by a congressional committee investigating the Benghazi attack. Testifying Thursday, Brian Pagliano used his constitutional right not to answer any question that might incriminate him. Some Republicans have said they are considering giving Pagliano immunity from prosecution in exchange for his testimony. A new political survey in the U.S. shows Democrat Socialist Bernie Sanders edging ahead of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Iowa. That's the Midwestern state where voters will begin the process of selecting the party's 2016 presidential nominee. The directors of the FBI, CIA, NSA, and other intelligence agencies spoke Thursday to the House Intelligence Committee in Washington addressing cybersecurity issues. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, said cyber threats are increasing in frequency, scale, sophistication, and severity.
Because of our heavy dependence on the Internet, nearly all information communications technology and IT networks and systems will be perpetually at risk.
The committee opened the hearing to the public in part as a response to the rapidly growing number of high-profile corporate and government computer hacks. China's foreign minister says his government is looking into the reported kidnapping of a Chinese national by Islamic State militants. The comment came a day after the militant group published photos of two men and demanded an unspecified ransom for their release. The World Food Program says it is scaling up aid for hundreds of thousands of people who have fled Chad, Niger, and Cameroon to escape attacks by Boko Haram. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Food Program says nearly 750,000 people in countries bordering Nigeria are facing a worsening food crisis linked to increased violence by Boko Haram militants. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia tells VOA that recent attacks have led to a sudden surge of internally displaced people and refugees.
They are telling harrowing stories about fleeing from the violence, being on the run, sometimes traveling for several days.
WFP says it plans to increase food aid to more than 650,000 vulnerable people in Chad, Niger, and Cameroon. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A spokesman for the political party of former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo says he will try to make sure an October 25th election does not take place. Boubacar Kone told VOA the people of Ivory Coast have already begun organizing protests against the election. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day higher. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.